This is the Cornell Wrestling Report on ESPN Ithaca, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. This week, we have one of the premier freshmen on the Cornell Wrestling roster, Jonathan Lowe, who is ranked 19th in the nation at 184 pounds by Intermet. Jonathan, you're coming off a 2-0 weekend against Columbia and Lehigh, winning 18-2 against Columbia. So tell me about that match, because that is just a dominant performance.
Well, I kind of just wanted to go out there and right away just score points and get to my offense. And I know I was coming off the win against Lehigh, and I was excited about that, but I couldn't underestimate the Columbia guy. So I just thought it was important to open that match up right away and get the first takedown. And then once I got to my my back points and turned them, I felt confident. And then started to get the bonus points for the team.
And is that your typical mindset, to just go out there and try to rack up as many points as possible?
Yeah, exactly. The first takedown, especially, that's like big confidence booster. Mm-hmm. Once you get the first takedown, can just get your offense rolling, get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. And you started the season at 197, but after the December break, you swapped with Ben Darmstadt and came back at 184. So what was the process like of shedding those 13 pounds?
I mean, I was always a small 197 pounder. So when they said that we were switching, I was ready to do it right away. I'd be weighing like 194 for weighing in at 197. So I was always like really undersized for 197. So I was ready to make the descent down to 184 when they said.
And yeah, I saw that you were 195 in high school, so I didn't know if that was going to be a big change for you.
Well, 195. I was like in high school. I was also really kind of undersized.
Mm-hmm.
I was just more of an athletic big guy in high school.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We're talking to the 19th ranked wrestler in the nation at 184 pounds here on the Cornell Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. That's Jonathan Lowe. And since this is your freshman year, how does it feel to be making this much of an impact in your first year at Cornell?
It feels fantastic, especially in these big matches. I know we have a bunch of guys taking the Olympic red shirts. So it gives like young guys like me an opportunity. And I think throughout the season, some of these guys are going to have to step up and make a name for themselves. So this is I'm really thankful for that.
For sure.
And I'm ready to do what's best for the team. Oh, yeah.
And another transition that wrestlers like you have to go through is from being unstoppable in high school and taking a few losses at the D1 level. So you were state champ and 53-1 last year as a high school senior. Mm-hmm. And now you're 17-7. So what has that adjustment been like for you taking those losses?
Well, I always knew college would be a lot tougher than high school.
Mm-hmm.
I had two older brothers who wrestled in college, and they went through their bumps in the road, and I was kind of anticipating it. And like everyone's like, especially in Division I college wrestling, everyone's like a legend from their own corner of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the most important part for this whole thing is just not having any fear wrestling anyone. So when I step out on the mat, I'm ready to, I'm confident against anyone, ready to go. So, and if I take a loss, it's important to just keep rolling and look forward to the next match. And like anyone can be beaten on any day. So anything could happen.
It's great. Yeah, it's a great attitude. And looking ahead to this upcoming weekend, you have a couple of tough matches against ranked opponents in Virginia Tech and Rutgers, and both their 184 pound wrestlers are ranked. So How prepared do you and the rest of the team feel going into this weekend?
We had Ben's his rib injury, which is unfortunate. So hopefully he could be back soon. But we have either Fagan or Barley in at 197 this week.
Mm.
So it's just the next guy up. He's got to keep winning and I feel pretty confident against Rutgers as a team too, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have another freshman from Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to go out and wrestle in the rack, and my family will be there. And I think it's going to be a very exciting opportunity.
That's great. How exciting is that to have your family in attendance for one of your college matches?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I've had my mom and my dad. They've come to every Cornell match, home Cornell match so far.
Oh, wow.
But for this one, my sister and both my brothers will be coming. So I think it will be very exciting to perform in front of them. So yeah, it's going to be a fun opportunity.
For sure. And you mentioned Ben Darmstadt, who's one of the best wrestlers on the team, and the other seniors, Brandon Womack. And what impact have those seniors had on you as a wrestler so far in your freshman career?
They've been working with me so much from the start of the season. Ben's been helping me tremendously with the top work, because we have like similar builds, tall, lanky guys. Womack has been, he's been like talking to me, helping me for like mentally. We also practice together. It really sucks that they're not able to compete this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're both definitely like two veterans that I look up to, and two great leaders of this team. So,
for sure. We're talking to freshman Jonathan Lowe here on the Cornell Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. You're part of this great freshman and sophomore class that Cornell has that just seems like they're going to be great in the upcoming years. So how do you feel looking around you, seeing all these first and second year guys? How do you feel about the future of this program?
I feel like there's definitely there's great things coming. I think we could win the national title next year and the year after that.
Wow.
I just think it feels great to be part of something this big and this special, and just bigger than myself. So whatever the team needs, I'm ready for it. It feels fantastic.
Love it. National title aspirations are great. And last question before I let you go. What do you miss most about living on Long Island? I know we talked about it a little bit before, but yeah, you're a Long Island guy from Wantagh. I'm out in West Islip, which is a couple, I would say 15, 20 minutes out east from you. But now you're up here in Cornell. So what do you miss most about living on Long Island?
I'm thinking the beach and just going to the beach with my friends in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely the beach. And just everything's a lot closer. It's a lot different from up here.
Yeah.
Both completely different. But I'm definitely the beach.
Well, best of luck the rest of the way, Jonathan, and best of luck this weekend against your ranked opponents.
Thank you so much, Dan.